Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. 35 years after the original case was opened after the death of Grégory Villemain, the Paris Court of Appeal has quashed the validity of Muriel Boll's custody when she was just 15. It was during this period when Ms. Boll accused her brother-in-law Bernard Laroche of being involved in Grégory's death. She later retracted her statement, claiming that she had been put under pressure by police investigators. Bernard Laroche was shot dead by Grégory's father the following year. The decision puts the entire history of the case in doubt. Major ports are still being blocked by demonstrating dock workers today, as the fight against pension reform continues. While access to ports remains closed, security measures are being reviewed after an incident yesterday when a police officer was seriously injured after a projectile was thrown by a protester. However, rail transport links have improved once again today, as 8 out of 10 TGV and TER are running to schedule. The SNCF has reported that it has lost €850 million since the start of the strike action 6 weeks ago. The Economy Minister, Bruno Le Maire, has announced a drop in the rate for Livret A accounts. The rate will fall to 0.5% on February the 1st, in part to help finance social housing. The film director, Christophe Rugia, will have to answer questions put by an investigating judge over the accusations of sexual assault by actress Adèle Haenel. It has been alleged that the assault took place during filming when Miss Haenel was between the ages of 12 to 15. A character assessment of former priest Bernard Prénat has been the centre of the child sex abuse case currently underway at the Criminal Court in Lyon today. On day 3 of the trial, Prénat spoke of having been sexually abused himself as a boy, but also claimed that his superiors within the church hierarchy did little to help him overcome his impulse to abuse the Boy Scouts. A new census gets underway across both mainland France and the overseas territories today, with 24,000 census representatives knocking on doors with questionnaires. The results will be compiled and studied by ANSEE to gauge a picture of the French population today. And finally to football news. The Coupe de France resumes tonight with Pau taking on Bordeaux at home. Kick-off is at 5 to 9. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.